This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. It's been 2 weeks since the police killing of a northern Arapaho man in Riverton. As Wyoming Public Radio Savannah Marr reports, the Native community wants answers.
Dozens marched down a busy street in Riverton on Saturday, demanding answers about the death of Anderson Antelope. Officials have released few details, except to allege that Antelope attacked an officer with a knife. But eyewitnesses say no one was in danger when officers first approached Antelope outside of a Walmart. Things escalated when an officer tried to physically move him. This story sounds all too familiar to the family of another Native man killed by police in 2017, Zachary Bareheels.
How does one end up dead because they're considered a public nuisance by a business?
That's Bareheels' sister, Adrienne Chalopah. She says her brother, a citizen of the Rosebud Sioux tribe, was having a mental health crisis when Omaha police detained him outside of a convenience store.
When you have a relative who suffers from a mental illness, the things that they do and how they carry on doesn't seem strange at all. And it's hard to understand how policemen and women can't show that same compassion and humanity.
Antelope's family say he suffered from chronic alcoholism and was physically disabled and prone to bouts of confusion as a result. Dean Wallowing Bull, Antelope's nephew, says that people like his uncle are not safe in Riverton, which borders the Wind River Reservation. And while he waits for answers, he's urging police to rethink the way they interact with people who are homeless, mentally ill, or both.
This needs to be addressed. You know, our street people being beaten up here in town, they're not safe. You know, and if anybody's on the streets and things happen to them, you know, who do they report that to? Because the city of Riverton police are not going to listen to them.
For National Native News, I'm Savannah Marr.
A demonstration was held in Rapid City, South Dakota this week, in part focusing on stopping the Keystone XL pipeline, as environmental and federal lawyers prepare for a hearing in Montana Wednesday. A judge will consider placing an injunction on construction of the pipeline project. Victoria Wick spoke with one of the Rapid City rally organizers about the importance of the Montana hearing.
Nick Tilson heads up NDN Collective, headquartered in Rapid City. He says rallies bring attention to the cause and work hand in hand with legal battles fought in courtrooms.
And people have to realize that without these injunctions being in place, and even with them being in place, mobilization continues to happen.
Tilson refers to pre-construction activities on the Keystone XL pipeline. In September, TC Energy told the Montana court it intended to transport pipe, cut down trees, and install underground utilities for workers camps, all prior to the hearing. TC later filed an amendment saying it would wait until after the hearing. At the end of 2018, Montana federal judge Brian Morris issued an injunction on pipeline construction, in part because an environmental study was incomplete, outdated, or inaccurate. That injunction became moot in early 2019 when the Trump administration issued a new permit. Nick Tilson says the law requires certain steps before permits can be issued.
We need the law to do what the law's intended purpose was that when permits were illegally obtained, there needs to be an injunction in place so that they go through the proper process. And that in that proper process, they have to do the environmental assessments. They have to hear the voices of the people.
TC Energy intends to start pipeline construction in spring 2020. I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City, South Dakota.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by PrairieEdge.com, proud to provide traditional and contemporary American Indian craft supplies from feathers, furs, and hides to conchos, fringe, shells, and beads in Rapid City or online at PrairieEdge.com. Wopila.
And by the law offices of Sanofsky, Chambers, Saxe, Miller, and Monkman, a national tribal rights law firm with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska, and online at sanofsky.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.